comes down like a bird in flight, and most good people has gone to rest.
Now for songs of our land and our people, our history and our customs. Here is Terry Gilkison, the solitary singer.
Hello there, members of the Folk Song Club. This is Terry Gilkison, the solitary singer, asking you to pull up a log by the fire to take part in another informal session of our country's old-timey folk songs and ballads. Some of the lustiest ballads sung in this country were very often find their source in the rocky crags and green valleys of Scotland. And just as though they were influenced almost directly from their environs, one can easily feel the rugged yet sensitive qualities of these Scotch songs. And what could be a better place for them to adapt themselves than to lodge in the mountains of the South with the first settlers? For example, here's a ballad that is generally considered to be the so-called corrupt version of an early Scotch ballad called The Farmer's Cursed Wife. But in true Southern mountain flavor, it's been changed to The Old Man Under the Hill and tells the story of a trip a scolding old farmer's wife takes to the inferno, where even the devil doesn't want to keep her.
There was an old man lived under the hill, singing hi-dee-diddle-di-day. There was an old man lived under the hill, if he hasn't went crazy, he's living there still, with a hi-dee-diddle-o-dee-di-day, a hi-dee-diddle-di-day. The devil come a-creeping across the field, singing hi-dee-diddle-di-day. The devil come a-creeping across the field, saying, one of your family I'm going to steal, with a hi-dee-diddle-o-dee-di-day, a hi-dee-diddle-di-day. Well, you can have my scolding old wife, a hidey-diddle-di-day. You can have my scolding old wife, but you won't keep her to save your life, with a hidey-diddle-o-dee-di-day, a hidey-diddle-di-day. He picked her up all on his back, singing hidey-diddle-di-day. Picked her up all on his back, swearing he would never bring her back, with a hidey-diddle-o-dee-di-day, a hidey-diddle-di-day. When they got down to the big iron gate, hidey-diddle-di-day. When they got down to the big iron gate, Peter the Tool walked mighty straight, with a hi-dee-diddle-o-dee-di-day, hi-dee-diddle-di-day. Three little devils come fetching the chains, hi-dee-diddle-di-day. Three little devils come fetching the chains, she hops with her foot and scatters their brains, with a hi-dee-diddle-o-dee-di-day, hi-dee-diddle-di-day. Four little devils peeked over the wall, hi-dee-diddle-di-day. Four little devils peeked over the wall, saying, Daddy, take her back, or she'll murder us all, with a hi-dee-diddle-o-dee-di-day, hi-dee-diddle-i-day. So he picked her up all on his back, singing hi-dee-diddle-i-day. He picked her up all on his back, and like an old fool went a-lugging her back, with a hi-dee-diddle-o-dee-di-day, hi-dee-diddle-i-day. She found her old man a-laying in bed, singing hi-dee-diddle-i-day. She found her old man a-laying in bed. She picked up a pot and mellered his head, with a hi-dee-diddle-o-dee-di-day, hi-dee-diddle-i-day. The old man cried as he ran down the hill, singing hi-dee-diddle-i-day. The old man cried as he ran down the hill, if the devil won't keep you, nobody will, with a hi-dee-diddle-o-dee-di-day, and a hi-dee-diddle-i-day.
Another old mountain song that came from the British Isles tells a story of a young lad named Billy, who's being questioned by his mother about the attributes of a young lady of his choice. This type of song is commonly referred to as an answer-back ballad, in which the subject is usually being interrogated by his sweetheart in the old-fashioned courting style. But in this case, Mama is trying to find out everything she can about the girl he hopes to marry, and as you'll see in the end, there's pretty good reason for her concern. The name of the ballad is Billy Boy. At one time in our country, it was on the lips of every man or woman who could carry a melody.
Oh, where have you been, Billy Boy, Billy Boy? Where have you been, charming Billy? I have been to seek a wife. She's the joy of me life. She's a young thing and cannot leave her mother. Did she bid you come in, Billy Boy, Billy Boy? Did she bid you come in, charming Billy? Yes, she bade me come in. There's a dimple on her chin. She's a young thing and cannot leave her mother. Did she set for you a chair, Billy Boy, Billy Boy? Did she set for you a chair, Charming Billy? Yes, she set for me a chair. She has ringlets in her hair. She's a young thing and cannot leave her mother. Can she make a cherry pie, Billy boy, Billy boy? Can she make a cherry pie, Charming Billy? She can make a cherry pie quick as a cat can wink her eye. She's a young thing and cannot leave her mother. And how old is she, Billy boy, Billy boy? How old is she, Charming Billy? Why, she's 6 and 5 and 4 times 7, 28 and 11. She's a young thing and cannot leave her mother. She's a young thing and cannot leave her mother.
Another lusty old sea chanty of British origin and sung in the old heave-ho tempo tells a story of an innkeeper whose wife ran off with a scoundrel named Shallop Brown. I haven't been able to uncover much of the history of this song, but judging from the names and dialect, I'd say it's of early Irish origin. I was very curious, for obvious reasons, about the meaning of one sentence which the innkeeper's son is supposed to be singing. It says, "One day when father was on the crown." Well, I happened to find out, much to my relief, that it meant that father was being supported by the crown, or simply by the government, because he was in prison. Anyway, here's the ballad entitled "Hullabaloo Belay."
Me mother had the boarding house, hullabaloo belay, hullabaloo balaw belay, and all the boarders was out to see a hullabaloo belay. A fresh young fella named Shallop Brown, hullabaloo belay, hullabaloo balaw belay, he followed me mither all round the town, a hullabaloo belay. One day when father was on the crown, hullabaloo belay, hullabaloo balaw belay, me mither ran off with Shallop Brown, a hullabaloo belay. Me father says, "Young man, me boy, hullabaloo belay, hullabaloo balaw belay," to which he quickly made reply, a hullabaloo belay. Me father slowly pined away, a hullabaloo-belay, hullabaloo-belay, because me mither came back the next day, a hullabaloo-belay. Hey!
From the port of old Liverpool, England, comes one of the oldest, most famous halyard shanties of the Atlantic packet ship. It's called "Blow the Man Down." And aside from being just a singable phrase for a group of hard-working sailors to chant in unison, this term, "blow the man down," has more meaning to it than most people realize. No one was knocked down and kicked around more than the sailor of the 19th century. Being a man who spent as long as 6 months at sea, looking at nothing but water, sky, and his shipmates, he took to the pleasures of shore leaves like a man who had a reprieve from the death cell. As a result of this, it was quite common for a ship that was about to sail to be suddenly and almost totally lacking in crewmen. The only way for a captain to get men during these times was to put them on board involuntarily, just plain shanghai them. In this particular song, a sailor boy, after making the acquaintance of a fair young thing, finds later, a good deal later, that she was the lure for shanghaiing unsuspecting sailors, as he wakes up to find himself an unwilling member of the crew of a spanking full rigger down for New York.
As I was a-walking down Paradise Street, way blow the man down, a pretty young damsel I chanced for to meet. Give me some time to blow the man down. She was round in the counter and a bluff in the bow. Way blow the man down. So I took in all sail and cried, "Way enough now. Give me some time to blow the man down." I hailed her in English, she answered me clear. Way blow the man down. I'm from the Black Arrow down to the Shakespeare. Give me some time to blow the man down. So I tailed her my flipper and I took her in tow. We blow the man down and yardarm to yardarm, away we did go. Give me some time to blow the man down. But as we were going, she said unto me, we blow the man down, there's a spanking full rigger just ready to see. Give me some time to blow the man down. That spanking full rigger to New York was bound. We blow the man down, she was very well manned and handsomely bound. Give me some time to blow the man down. But as soon as that packet was clear of the bar, we blow the man down. The mate knocked me down with the end of a spar. Give me some time to blow the man down. And as soon as that packet was out on the sea, we blow the man down. 'Twas devilish hard treatment of every degree. Give me some time to blow the man down. So I give you fair warning before we belay. We blow the man down. Don't ever take heed of what pretty girls say. Give me some time to blow the man down.
Most Negro lullabies or heshabye songs have such a soothing quality about them. Almost every mother in our country has at one time or another adapted a few lines of words and melody in one or more songs they've sung to their children. Although Shortening Bread is just about the most famous of these, I'd like to do one that, to me, has much more of a pleasing lullaby effect. It's called All the Little Horses. Combining a group of singable yet slightly nonsensical phrases seem to have a quality of gentle fantasy which children love just before going to sleep. I might even venture to say that most adults do, too.
Heshabye, don't you cry, go to sleep, little baby, and when you wake, you shall have cake and all the pretty little ponies, faint and bare, sorrel and gray. All the pretty little ponies, hush-a-bye, don't you cry. Go to sleep, little baby.
Well, friends, I'll be ambling back to your neighborhood in just a few days, and I hope you'll be there to join me at our next meeting. This is Terry Gilkison saying so long for a little while.
Dark comes down like a bird in flight, and most good people has gone to rest.
The Solitary Singer was produced by Chief Petty Officer Stuart Ledoux. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education. Honeysuckle is in
That's when I like to sit and sing. Nobody listens, but I don't care.